Salam alaikum to all of you dear mu'mineen, mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahj al-Balagha. Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, Ya ibn Adam, إذا رأيت ربك سبحانه يتابع عليك نعمه وأنت تعصيه فاحذره. O son of Adam, if you see that your Lord, the Glorified, bestows His favors upon you while you are disobeying Him, you should fear Him. In this hikmah, Imam alayhi salam is referring to a Quranic concept known as istidraj, which signifies the gradual approach towards divine punishment. Istidraj, in its Quranic sense, applies to disbelievers and sinners who fail to show gratitude for Allah's blessings and continue to commit more sins. As they persist in their wrongdoing, they are granted even more blessings, which further exacerbates their arrogance and heedlessness. Consequently, they are subjected to a more severe and painful punishment. This term, istidraj, is indeed mentioned twice in Quran. Once in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 182, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بَآيَاتِنَا سَنَسْتَدْرِجْهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. As for those who belie our verses, we will draw them on little by little from where they cannot tell. And second, in the Surah Al-Qalam, verses 44, where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَذَرْنِي وَمَنْ يُكَذِّبُ بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Therefore, leave me with he who belied this discourse. We will draw them little by little from where they do not know. There are other verses in the Quran that discuss this concept without using the exact word. For example, Allama Tabatabai believes that one of the verses that explains this concept of istidraj is verse 178 of Surah Ali Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Do not let those who disbelieve think that what we delay is better for them. Indeed, we delay for them only that they will increase in sin, and for them there is a humiliating punishment. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also refers to this concept in another beautiful narration, where he alayhi salam says, "Inna Allah idha arada bi'abdin khayran fa'adhnaba dhanban." أتبعه بنقمة ويذكره الاستغفار وإذا أراد بعبد شرا فأذنب ذنبا أتبعه بنعمة لينسيه الاستغفار ويتمادى بها. Indeed, when Allah intends goodness for His servant and that servant commit a sin, Allah follows it with a punishment and reminds him of seeking forgiveness. And when Allah intends harm for someone and he commits a sin, Allah follows it with a blessing to make him forget seeking forgiveness and continues in that state. This beautiful saying of Imam Ali alayhi salam in this hikmah has different warning approaches for different groups of people. When it comes to arrogant wrongdoers who continue the wrongful actions, seemingly achieving various goals and receiving blessings, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, such a person cannot claim his righteousness based on the blessing and achievements he has attained. In reality, this should instill fear in him, because if he continues to commit sins without facing any calamity or hardship, it means that Allah Azza wa Jalla has abandoned him to his own darkness and granted him whatever he desires. So he no longer thinks about repentance and returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And when it comes to the believers who may commit sins due to heedlessness, Imam alayhi salam provides two different perspectives. One is for the perspective of the believer about himself and his own actions, and the other is about the believer observing the unbelievers who commit sins without facing any hardship or calamities in their lives. In the first perspective, which pertains to the believer's view of himself, Imam alayhi salam motivates them to repent as soon as possible if they have committed sins. He also reminds them that any calamities or hardships they may face are a means by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps them awake and aware of their weaknesses and their state of neediness. These difficulties serve as a reminders for them to be grateful for their blessings and to obey their Lord. Moreover, these hardships are intended to improve their character, strengthening their resolve, and help them remain steadfast on the path towards salvation. Regarding the second perspective, which involves the believers observing the wrongdoers living comfortably and attaining worldly pleasure and goals, Imam alayhi salam advises the believers to be cautious. He reminds them that all the luxurious and worldly comforts enjoyed by the wrongdoers are actually leading them to further astray and into deeper darkness. By indulging in these pleasures, they are deprived of Allah's grace and mercy, and their true success is taken away from them. Imam alayhi salam highlights the transient nature of worldly achievements and warns the believers not to be deceived by the apparent success of the wrongdoers. Allah grants them freedom and opens the way for them. He even bestows upon them more blessings every day, increasing the weight of their sins. Suddenly, a severe and painful punishment befalls them, crushing them. Indeed, the punishment in this state, while they are immersed in luxury and blessings, is much more agonizing. It is comparable to a person climbing up a tree branch hour by hour, and when they reach its end, they suddenly lose their balance, fall down, and shatter all their bones. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am, verse number 44 says, "And when they had forgotten that with which they have been admonished, we opened the gates of everything to them, until just as they were rejoicing in what they were giving, we suddenly seized them and they were in utter despair." In conclusion, if we succumb into the illusion of worldly pleasures, like the disbelievers and wrongdoers, and ignore the signs that urge us to sacrifice and prepare the way for the reappearance of our Imam, we run the risk of being deprived of blessings and worldly comforts. This deprivation can lead to a state of darkness and be a manifestation of istidraj. This applies to individuals, communities, societies, and even nations that turn away from the path of righteousness and disregard the call for sincere devotion and preparation for the arrival of our Imam. So, my brothers and sisters, let us not deviate from the path of resistance and sacrifice in our efforts to prepare for the reappearance of our Imam. Let us actively support the flag bearer of this cause in our present time, the Wilayatul Faqih, and be cautious of prioritizing worldly comforts as our ultimate goal. This is your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha, so reach the peak wherever you are.